just an ordinary guy. Saturdays were the worst days at Crabtree Mall. Thefts and accidents increased. Saturdays were also the best days. Teenage girls came to shop, and Josh, a criminal justice major and part-time security guard, enjoyed watching them. They were fresh and smiley, and their hair was so clean. Carol and Liza came every Saturday. Carol was the blonde, flirty one, but the one that really interested Josh was Liza. Liza was dark, with short, shiny hair and a solid build. Today, Josh was stationed outside the Gap. The theft of Gap merchandise had increased, especially small stuff. To his delight, he saw Carol and Liza headed his way. He tried to look nonchalant. Carol looked directly at him and said, "Hi, Josh, how are you feeling today?" He was pleased and embarrassed. He raised his hand in greeting. "Hey, are you an officer?" she teased. "Nope, just an ordinary guy." He tried to let them know that he liked their attention, but was still serious about his job. The girls went in the Gap. Liza went off to look at jeans. Some bright berets caught Carol's attention. Liza took a pair of jeans to the fitting room. She put them on, liked the look, and peeked out of the cubicle to get Carol's attention. She didn't like what she saw. Carol was slipping a beret into her purse. She clearly didn't intend to pay for it. As they left, they smiled and waved to Josh and headed down the walkway. Josh didn't see them again all afternoon. He was too busy to look. He was summoned by both Abercrombie and American Eagle to deal with shoplifters. He didn't mind being tough on young punks with attitude, but sometimes shoplifters were the saddest cases. Young people with problems, old poor people, or wealthy middle-aged women ignored by their husbands. He hated coming down on people like that. He sometimes wondered if he had chosen the wrong profession. If he couldn't be firm with shoplifters, how would he manage with people who had committed worse crimes? What if they were sad cases too? In his career fantasies, he was quietly heroic, modest, but brave. In real life, he was learning that police work required more than physical courage. Liza drove Carol to Carol's house in North Raleigh and took her inside. In the car, Liza admitted to Carol that she had seen her take the hat. Carol responded in an emotionless monotone. "I've been doing it all along, stealing. I don't know why. I just do it. I don't even like the stuff." Carol got pressure from her single mom to take advantage of her wealthy father's offer of college anywhere. She was dutifully applying to Harvard, Yale, and Stanford. Liza wondered if Carol really wanted to go to an Ivy League school. Carol was so bright, so cheery, that Liza sometimes thought she was faking it. Now she was certain. Unhappiness lurked in her friend and found expression in shoplifting. Liza called Josh. She had his number from the time he had helped them find Carol's purse. "Can we meet at Starbucks? I can't face the mall just now." Liza walked in to find Josh at a table. She plunked a bag down in front of him. "Carol shoplifted this today. She said she's been doing it for a long time. I never knew till I saw her today. I didn't tell to protect her. So now you can turn us both in. I wouldn't blame you. It's your job." Josh gave a pained expression, opened the bag, and looked in. "This is just a cheap hat." "Yes." He knew he'd never tell. Josh was quietly thrilled that events had brought Liza closer to him, but it pained him that those events were unhappy ones for Carol. Liza blurted, "We've been friends since first grade." To Josh's surprise and her own, Liza started to cry. She leaned into Josh's shoulder. He rubbed her arms and back, soothing her. "After we talked to her mom, Carol threw me out. She kept screaming, 'Get out, get out.'" Liza sobbed one racking sob. Shock and betrayal confounded her. "She's ashamed you caught her." So she turned mean. "She's really mad at herself." "I still like her. She's my best friend." Josh didn't know what to say to that. After a short pause, he spoke again. "Look, I'll take care of this." He gestured to the bag containing the beret. "I've got an idea that might make you feel better. Hop in the car." They drove to Pullen Park, wound around, and parked. Josh pulled her from the car, and they walked hand in hand, stopping in front of a statue. "He's my hero." Liza looked up. "Not Andy Griffith."
"Yep."
"Oh, Josh, that is so funny." Liza laughed, but when she saw Josh was serious, she added, "But so right." "Ever since I watched the show as a kid, he's part of the reason I went into criminal justice." "Why not? Hell, he's honorable and modest, and he wrestles with moral issues." Josh knew he was getting in over his head, but Liza was smiling. And since this little outing was all about cheering her up, he went on, "Sheriff Taylor always managed to do the right thing by the law while showing compassion at the same time. Yep, he's my hero, and he's just an ordinary guy." Liza looked up into the plain, handsome face of Andy Griffith. He was wearing an easy smile, his sheriff's uniform, and had a barefoot Opie in tow. "And a good choice he is, too," she pronounced. She gave Josh a small kiss on the cheek and took his hand. They turned and walked toward the carousel. "Let's go for a ride." Josh mounted a white horse. Liza noticed the fitting choice, but doubted Josh had intended it. Liza picked a kangaroo. So round and round, up and down they went, feeling both silly and pleased. Even though they were too old, they genuinely enjoyed themselves. They dismounted and exited behind the ticket booth in time to see a man running away. "Stop him! Stop him!" the ancient ticket taker shouted. "He took my money!" Josh was off like a shot. Liza watched, amazed. The old ticket taker was frantically dialing park security. His crooked old fingers could barely punch the buttons. Liza quickly called 911. Josh caught up, tackled the guy, brought him down, and grabbed the wad of money from his greedy fist. The crook ran off headlong into two park security vehicles. Sirens screamed from the park's entrance as city police responded to the 911. The arrest took some time, but at last Liza and Josh were finished. "I'm going to drop that hat by the mall security office. Don't worry, I won't say where I got it." Liza waited in the car while Josh performed his errand. He returned quickly, talking as he climbed back in. "Seems Carol and her mom were just here. The mall agreed not to involve the city police if Carol gets counseling." "Oh, good, Josh. She won't be, you know, publicly humiliated. And just for the record, I didn't need to say who took the hat. They figured it out." "You know, Josh, I think Sheriff Taylor would have made you his idol today. You handled Carol's shoplifting fairly but with compassion, and you were so brave and quick with that guy in the park. You were great. You think?" "I think." Josh put an old Jim Croce CD in the player. Josh liked the old stuff. And they just rode around for a while. Liza's cell rang. "I'm sorry, Lizzie. I'm so sorry. Can you come over?" "I'm with Josh, Carol. Can we pick you up?" After a moment, Liza slid her phone shut. "She wants to ride out and show us her horse. He's boarded out in Black Horse Run." On the ride out, Carol talked quietly. "I don't have to do the whole Harvard thing." Liza squeezed Carol's hand but didn't interrupt. "I'm applying for an equestrian program in Virginia. But first I have to do this counseling stuff. I will. I'll get through it." With tears stinging her eyes, Liza whispered, "I'll help you." Josh listened distantly to the two friends make up. Croce was singing softly about bad, bad Leroy Brown while the girls chattered happily at his side. He watched while the tree-lined road gave way to a vista of soft green hills dotted with sleek horses and backed by a great orange ball of a sun. He was feeling good. Today he'd made a connection with Liza, and he'd acquitted himself pretty well with two different kinds of thefts. Maybe Liza was right. Maybe Sheriff Taylor would shake his hand. He felt himself breaking free from his old doubt-ridden self. He felt strong. He felt more than ordinary. He felt extraordinary. Hell, maybe he'd get Superman to show him how to fly.